I'm a coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast all around the world on this special thing called the internet, anywhere where you may be, Europe, North America, Australia, Asia. You can access the show anytime by going to the blog. You go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED and you can get your fix weekly if you can't listen live. And there's over a year's worth of podcasts there and lots of really neat interviews, especially lately, that I've been doing. So yeah, I really hope you're able to, well, subscribe to the podcast too. There's a link to the blog to that if you feel inclined. So this week I'm going to be, well, we have a special guest here, an Australian traveller named Kelly, and she's going to be talking a little bit about new Australian music in about the second third of the show, because as regular listeners may know, I've got a bit of a fixation on older stuff. I always play it up first, and I'm proud of that, because I think it's really important to have context for music, for you know, have respect for what has come before. And it's extra special this week, actually, because I'm going to be playing for you a number of tracks off a 2LP vinyl compilation called 60s Down Under Volume 1, which has come courtesy of our good friend Nardwa the Human Serviette, who of course does the show on Friday afternoons, and he had this with him in the studio a couple of weeks back, and he was thoughtful enough to pass it to me, and I've been listening to it and just absolutely over the top with joy in my room at home, because this is cool stuff. I'm going to read you a little bit from the liner notes. So, you know, think about the 60s and what happened, you know, the massive social change and the revolution in music that happened because of the Beatles. And before the arrival of the Beatles to Australia, things were pretty dire. I mean, this is before globalization, and people didn't realize what they could do. So when the Beatles came out and toured Australia, they sparked this incredible two-year period of rock and roll, where people realized they could make songs like the Beatles. And so this whole album is dedicated to these bands that showed up during that time. So I'm going to read you out what it says here in the notes. It happened so fast and was over so quickly that nobody had a hope of understanding it as it unfolded. Yet it stands in retrospect as the most exciting, outrageous, and simply amazing era of contemporary music in Australian history. An era in which it was not uncommon for 15,000 near-hysterical fans to descend upon an airport to catch a glimpse of a homegrown act or solo sensation. When theatres, television stations, and hire cars were reduced to rubble in the wake of kamikaze fans willing to risk any injury in pursuit of their idols. It was during the 60s that young Australian musicians realised that they could write their own songs, develop an original sound, and take a crack at the lucrative international market. Indeed, the roots of the Down Under sound, purveyed by the likes of Men at Work and In Excess in the 80s, can be traced directly back to 1965, for it was in that year that the full impact of the momentous Beatles visit began to manifest itself in Indigenous music. So it goes on to say, if the sound of the Beatles instigated changes in the very structure of Australian popular music, then their actual presence created a brand new industry. Australia reacted so dramatically to the Beatles because, young and old, we were crying out for a tangible manifestation of the new freedoms which were emerging in England and America. Freedoms we didn't quite understand. The Beatles were a sign from above, a skewer to lance the boil of stifling conservatism. Their arrival and lingering influence became a catalyst for the suppressed frustrations of youth who had begun to realise that unquestioning obedience to everyone older was no longer a sacred law. So, interesting times in Australia in the mid-60s, and I could think of, you know, well, it all sort of came and passed. Then by the late 70s, things were in a dire strait again, and that's when punk happened. So these waves of interesting inspiration happen in parts of the world. So let's get into the music. Anyway, enough talking. I'm going to play you a few tracks off the 60s Down Under Volume 1 compilation, starting off with Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs. Of course, Billy Thorpe went on to become one of the really great elder statesmen of Australian rock and roll. They had huge success, this group. In fact, the song we're about to play says here online, famously kept the Beatles from the number one spot on the Sydney charts at the moment the Beatles were actually touring Australia. So here we go. This is some music from the mid-60s, Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs.
She comes off like a rose, and everybody knows she'll get you in Dodge. Well, you can look, but you better not. Poison Ivy, Poison Ivy. Late at night, while you sleep, Poison Ivy comes to you. She's pretty as a daisy, but look how mad she's crazy. She'll really do you well if you let her get under your skin. Poison Ivy, Poison Ivy. At night while you're sleeping, Poison Ivy comes at you. Now measles make you bump it, and mumps will make you lump it, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. Like a hound, the minute she starts to mess around, poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around. Like a hound, the minute she starts to mess around.
Chocolate tree trunk, mint leaves are hanging from the about. See the clown who makes the children laugh as he spins around and shows them all his tricks. How I wish I were a little boy again, living in a child.
Proud to present the Indie Pop Vancouver series.
This night will be devoted to promoting independent local artists. The cover charge will be $5.
Drink specials start at $2 a glass. Free pool, lots of parking. Come and support local bands.
Again, that's Van Music presenting the Indie Pop Vancouver series every Friday night at the British Ex-Servicemen Association on Kingsway.
Okay, so we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and we're having a lot of fun here playing some old 60s rock and roll from a 2-LP set called The 60s Down Under Volume 1 that Nardwuar the Human Serviette was kind enough to lend me, and it's so cool. So this is the mid-60s, just, you know, Beatles invasion time that injected a whole new spirit into the Australian music world. And, you know, it's talking about how it right here in the notes, it says, although the actual boom really lasted no more than 2 years, it possessed an incredible ferocity. So that's what happens in music sometimes. It's like something like the grunge thing, you know. I mean, you can quantify how long these movements really last in their full, you know, full expression, I guess. So this is mid-60s Australian music having this great awakening following the visit of the Beatles. So we had three tracks there. The first one was Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs with Poison Ivy. Secondly, we heard the Master's Apprentices with Buried and Dead. And they're an amazing band I've played before from Adelaide, and I've got a 2-CD compilation of the Master's Apprentices. So I'll definitely devote a huge chunk of a show to them in the future. Thirdly, of course, is the unmistakable sounds of the Easy Beats, who were really the defining act of that period in Australia. And of course, a lot of this music, a lot of the really great acts like the Easy Beats actually formed their bands in migrant hostels. There's a lot of young migrants who are actually part of this wave. So I'm going to read out more from the liner notes here. It says, the real impetus for Australia's beat boom came from young migrants, many of whom had witnessed the skiffle beginnings of the movement in Britain and Europe. The most influential bands came together under Nissen huts in squalid hostels. And talking about, the Easy Beats specifically, the Villawood Hostel in Sydney was reverberating to the early sounds of a band which would imbue Australian rock with a rare confidence in its own abilities and pave the way for the international attention we now take for granted. The Easy Beats were not only refreshingly original, they were blessed with the same rare charisma as the Beatles or the Rolling Stones. They radiated an aura of raw rebellious excitement which proved irresistible to a generation intoxicated by the simple fact of its own youth. All those before them had merely paved the way. The Easy Beats stepped into a void with a vital, urgent music of exceptional integrity, leaving an indelible imprint upon the minds and hearts of every young Australian who heard them. Significantly, not one member was born or raised in this country. And, of course, they were Scottish immigrants who then, Harry Vander and George Young, of course, were directly related to Angus and Malcolm from AC/DC and mentored and tutored them and produced their first couple of albums. So that's just a really, really interesting tidbit of knowledge there about the influence of migrants into the Australian music scene. So let's play three more tracks before I introduce Kelly, our special guest. Let's play the Bee Gees. Of course, everyone knows the Bee Gees from Stayin' Alive and all that disco stuff, but they were around for a long, long time, and way before that disco stuff, they were a pop band, and they have a track on this compilation called Spicks and Specks. So let's play that now. This is the Bee Gees from this compilation, The 60s Down Under.
Where is the sun that shone on my head? The sun in my life, it is dead, it is dead. Where is the light that would play in my street? And where are the friends I could meet, I could meet? The Spicks and the Specks of the girls of my mind. Where is the sun that shone on my head? The sun in my life, it is dead, it is dead. Where are the girls? the sticks and the sticks of the girls on my mind. The girl that I love, she is gone, she is gone. All of my life I call yesterday, the sticks and the spits of my life gone away.
Tuesday, November 8th, Timber Productions Concerts is proud to present Real Estate at the Biltmore Cabaret. Doors are at 8 and the show will start at 9:30. Advanced tickets are available online at www.ticketweb.ca, or you can get them at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, Zulu, and Ditch Records. Real Estate is a psych pop band on tour to support their upcoming new release, Days, and they'll be performing with guests Big Troubles. For more info, visit Real Estate's MySpace page, Big Troubles Bandcamp page, or search Facebook for Real Estate at the Biltmore Cabaret.
And we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and that's wrapped up the beginning old music part of the show this week, featuring some 60s rock and roll from the 60s Down Under Volume 1 compilation, which you can find on Raven Records. And special thanks to Nardwar, the Human Serviette, for lending me this record. And I'd definitely like to play some more, maybe another week, and track down Volume 2, Nardwar, if you have it. I may have to harass you for that, because this is cool stuff. The 60s rock and roll. But let's push it right on through. Let's skip all the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, till now, and have a special guest who's going to bring us right up to speed. This is Kelly Weiss from Sydney, Australia, a traveller, well, currently living in Vancouver. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks. Regular listeners might remember we had Kelly on a number of months back to, again, slap me upside the head and remind me that there's really great stuff happening right now, and you're going to talk about what you're excited about musically right now.
Yeah, well, I'm excited a lot about a lot of musicians in Australia, but I thought I'd just mention one guy that's actually released his third album. It came out a few months ago. He goes by the name Gaultier. His real name's Wally DeBakker. And he's been around for about 10 years, living based in Melbourne. He was originally born in Belgium, but he came to Australia when he was two, so he's basically Australian. And I remember I got into him personally in 2006 when his second album, Like Drawing Blood, came out. And he became pretty big once that album came out. And the single that he did really well with was called Heart's a Mess, which came number 8 in the Hottest 100 in 2006. And I remember I was actually in Sydney because Triple J, they do the Hottest 100 countdown live, so you can go and watch it.
And Triple J is... What is it for people who don't know?
Oh, okay. So Triple J is the best radio station in Australia. One of the best in the world, in my opinion. It's an alternative radio station that, rather than being regional, like most of the stations, it's actually Australia-wide. It's a national station.
Publicly funded.
Yeah, so you're allowed to swear on air, which is another good thing.
Except for the C word, that's legally mandated as the
word. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, but you can say whatever you want on air. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... I remember when the countdown was on, everyone thought that song was going to come like number 2 or number 1, but it actually came number 8, so it was a bit disappointing, but it still got in the top 10. So
What year was this?
This was 2006.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I actually saw him in 2007 at the Falls Festival, which is a three-day festival over New Year's Eve in like a beautiful setting in the woods in Victoria. And it was actually like 42 degrees when I was there. It was pretty damn hot, yeah. So I thought it would be really good to play a song from his second album, Like Drawing Blood, Heart's a Mess, which came out in 2006, just so you can, if you haven't heard of him, you can just get a good idea of just how good his work is, because this is one of the best songs that he has.
Righto, and then after that, a new track of his?
Yeah, from his new album, I'll play, yeah.
Somebody I Used to Know, is that the second song?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, so let's play two in a row. This is by Gaultier, G-O-T-Y-E, if you like what you hear and you want to look him up. As recommended by Kelly, who is our special guest, music lover, Australian expat. Here it is, Gaultier.
Pieces of your heart, let me peer. Let me in where only your thoughts have been. Let me occupy your mind as you do mine.
To make us still remember. So when we found that we could not make sense, well, you said that we would still be friends. But I'll admit that I was glad it was over.
Wish Media Awareness a happy birthday. The 10th anniversary of Media Democracy Days Vancouver will run from November 11th to 13th. Media Democracy Days Vancouver will bring you free panel discussions, production workshops, and film screenings that will have you questioning the Canadian media landscape. All events are free to the public, but seating is limited and registration is encouraged. Complete programming details are available online at www.mediademocracydays.org. Yay!
Okay, that was Gautier. Sounds like a
yeah. It's spelt really weird, but
G-O-T-Y-E.
Yeah.
For folks who really enjoyed that, I was pretty blown away. What beautiful songs and really, really cool video clips.
Yeah, both really of those good. Songs.
Yeah,
really artistic.
Yeah.
So a few interesting facts about that single that was just played, Somebody That I Used to Know. It came out in July this year, and it's actually the second single off that album. The first one was Eyes Wide Open, which I actually voted in the Hottest 100, but it didn't do that well. Anyway, so the song that was just played, Somebody That I Used to Know, it was number 27 on the ARIAs when it first came out, and then it was endorsed by Ashton Kutcher and Lily Allen, and then it went 5 times platinum, and all these things started to happen where when his album Making Mirrors came out, it actually went to number one the first week it came out, and that single was number one as well, which is the first time that's happened since 2002 on the Australian music charts that an artist has had a single and an album at number one at the same time. Silverchair were the last band.
Hmm.
And then with the ARIAs, he was actually nominated for 7 ARIAs and won three of them already. So just based on that, well, the Australian
Record Industry Awards,
Association Awards, So it's kind of like what would be like a Mercury Music Prize if it was
Junos or something like that.
Yeah, it's the Australian equivalent, and that's he got all those nominations just based on that single because the album wasn't eligible. It's just done like amazingly well. Mm. So that's really, I think he deserves it because he's been around for 10 years and he's awesome.
Cool.
So that's Gaultier.
And up next, so we're talking with Kelly. Kelly is an Australian music aficionado coming in to fill us in on some of the latest cool sounds.
Yeah, so I thought, it's a Friday, play something a little bit dancey, and an album has come out a few months ago by a really cool band. It's their fourth album. They're called Pinyao, another band that if you see it spelt, you can't say it.
P-N-A-U.
Yeah, in capitals. And if you want to remember how to say it, just think of meow, or you can just go Pinyao. So most people probably haven't heard of them, but once I say what I'm about to say, then you'll know who they are. So it's actually made up of two guys from Sydney, Nick Littlemore and Peter Mays, which you still probably won't know who they are until I say Luke Steele was involved in another project that they're part of called Empire of the Sun. So Empire of the Sun is Nick Littlemore, Luke Steele on vocals, and then the producer is Peter Mays. So that's how that is associated. So these guys have been around for 11 years, and I first got into them in 2007 when their self-titled album, Pinyao, came out. And they released a song. There was quite a few good songs and singles off that album, but the song that wasn't a single is called With You Forever that I want to play. And basically... Nick Littlemore and Peter Mays, so Pinyao, they sent a few tracks to their friend Luke Steele from the Sleepy Jackson, and then he sent this song back with his vocals. So With You Forever, you could almost say it's Empire of the Sun because it's the exact same guys and the same vocalist, but they released it under Pinyao. And because it did so well, they're like, hey, well, why don't we form another band? And then that's how Empire of the Sun started.
Oh, interesting.
Based on that song doing really well. And then they continued with Luke Steele on the vocals. And obviously Sleepy Jackson is a bit more of a rock kind of alternative band, whereas Pinyao's electronic and Empire of the Sun's electronic. So that's kind of how that influence came.
Righto.
So that's off their album from 2007, With You Forever. And I remember I saw them live in 2008 at the Big Day Out, which is one of the longest-running festivals in Australia. Happens every January. And they had this song, which I don't really like. I think it's a bit tacky, called Wild Strawberries. Mm. And they had a competition on Triple J that you could, I don't know, win some competition and you could dress as a strawberry mascot. So, like, you get this massive strawberry outfit and then you go on stage with them on the Big Day Out and you jump around as a strawberry. And I remember I was out, I don't know, seeing, I think, The Streets or someone, and then I was like, okay, I have to see Pinyao. And I walked in, it's called the Boiler Room, which is where all the electronic music plays. I walked in and just as I got in, there were strawberries jumping up and down and the song goes, wow, strawberries, it's really crazy. So I just remember when I saw them, that was like the beginning, and it was pretty entertaining.
Well, it could be fun.
Yeah. And then should I talk about the next song now or afterwards?
We'll be right back. Actually, I'm just going to play a quick promo and then we'll get into the music, so we'll be right back.
Big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so big pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, so we're back here on Stranded with Kelly, a special guest, talking about some of her favourite Australian music, and we're about to play Pinau.
Pinau.
Pinau, featuring Luke Steele from Empire of the Sun.
Well, from Sleepy Jackson.
Okay, Sleepy Jackson, and now currently Empire of the Sun.
Yeah. Right,
yeah. Okay, so this track is called With You Forever, and then after that we're going to hear...
The Truth, which is off their latest album, which I'll talk about later.
Okay. All right, so this is... Pinau.
Pinau.
Pinau. Okay, so we're back with Stranded and newer music here. Well, pretty new. That was Panao with a song called The Truth, which is like just released, right?
They just released their fourth album called Soft Universe, which came out a few months ago. And actually, a bit of an interesting story is when their third album, which was a self-titled Pinyao that had With You Forever, which we just played, when that came out, randomly, Elton John heard it and said he declared that the greatest record he heard in 10 years.
Wow.
So then Nick Littlemore, who seems to be quite the active member of the band, he went to wherever Elton John lives. Sorry, I'm not sure where.
England somewhere?
England, America, God knows where. Anyway, he actually went and started the album that just came out, Soft Universe, was actually written with Elton John as well, co-written, both of them. So when Empire of the Sun in 2009 became really big, they started touring, and I don't know if people heard this, but Luke Steele said that Nick Littlemore had disappeared, and he wasn't actually touring. It just became like just Luke Steele kind of touring around.
Yeah.
And it turns out that he was actually working with Elton John on the fourth Pinyao album.
Ah, interesting.
So, yeah, all the songs on there have got an influence to do with Elton John, and they're also a little bit based on that Nick Littlemore just came out of a breakup, so that influenced it as well.
All right, so this is guest Kelly Weiss talking about some of her favourite music. So Panao, we heard two tracks, and the first track was an older one that was called
With You Forever.
So if you like that, P-N-A-U.
Pinyao, like Pinyao. Meow, but better.
Yeah, music from Australia. And it's about time now to press on and get into Canadian music. And of course, Kelly's been living here for a while, and like myself, absorbing the musical tidbits and treats around her. City in Colour, you're a big fan of this band.
Yeah, they're actually coming to Vancouver in January. I'm not sure what the exact date is, but yeah, so City in Colour is actually Dallas Green, so City being Dallas, Green being a colour.
Ah.
And he's actually part of Alexis on Fire, so he's actually quite a well-known Canadian guy. He's from, I'm not sure where he's from, somewhere on the east.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the east coast or just not BC. He could be from Alberta or somewhere like that. And this guy, he's one of my favourite artists at the moment. So, and his song Fragile Bird, that's actually the first single off the album called Little Hell, has gotten really big airplay, and it's done really well.
Hmm. Okay, and the album's here and the CITR playlist, so let's play a couple of tracks that you had selected.
Yeah, so I selected Fragile Bird. As I said, it's the first single off the album.
Yeah.
The other single off the album is called Natural Disaster, which I've chosen not to play just because I prefer a different song on the album called Oh Sister. It's a little bit depressing, but I think it's still pretty awesome. So, yeah, Fragile Bird and then Oh Sister.
All right, we're going to be playing those right after this.
For the 16th year in a row, the Amnesty International Film Festival is bringing a great selection of groundbreaking and award-winning films to Vancouver audiences interested in human rights, social justice, and the state of the environment. Plan now to attend November 17th through 20th at SFU Harbour Centre. The full program to the Amnesty International Film Festival is available at amnestyfilmfest.ca. The Amnesty International Film Festival is proudly sponsored by CITR.
There is a fever dream, yeah. doctor. What's wrong with your mind? You used to be so strong and stable, my sister. What made you fall from grace? I'm sorry that I was not there to catch you. What have the demons done? What have the demons done with the luminous light that once shined from your eyes? What makes you feel so alone? Is it the whispering ghosts that you fear the most? But the blackness in your heart won't last forever. I know it's tearing you apart, but it's a storm you can weather. Oh, sister, those lines etched in your hands, they're hardened and rough like a roadmap of sorrow. My sister, there is a sadness on your face. You're like a motherless child who's longing for comfort. What's running through your veins that's causing you such pain? Does it have something to do with the pills they gave to you? What is eating at your soul? Was it the whispering ghosts that left you out in the cold? But the blackness in your heart won't last forever. I know it's tearing you apart, but it's a storm you can weather.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, and this is Strand of the Australian Canadian Music Show, and just wrapping up our visit here from Kelly, Australian traveller, expat, music lover. Thanks for playing those Australian tracks and one of your favourite Canadian bands.
Yeah, thanks for letting me play. I love to share the music that I enjoy with everyone.
As do I. It's the reason this show exists, and why people join in this wonderful community of CITR. So thanks for coming, and so thanks for the Canadian input. I wasn't expecting that. It's really great to know that you're searching as eagerly as myself. So let's keep going now, because just before the end of the show, I'm going to speak to another guest briefly on the phone, if we can patch it through. A young woman named Katrina May, who is living here in Vancouver, another Australian expat, and she is hosting her very own tribute to Patsy Cline, the country singer, and she's quite talented. She's got her own little band together, and she hasn't performed in a long time. This is her sort of comeback to playing live and singing live, and she's going to be telling us about her gig, her tribute night this Saturday in Vancouver. But let's press on with some more Canadian music. This is a band called Left Spine Down, and yeah, I hope you enjoy this. Thanks again, Kelly.
Yeah. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, so this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, on till 7:30 here, broadcasting live from the UBC campus. And we heard a couple of Canadian tracks there. First of all, well, we heard City and Colour, a couple of tracks that Kelly spoke to. And then a couple of acts, Canadian acts. First was Left Spine Down with the track The Truth Is a Lie. And secondly, of course, Devon Townsend Project, that legend from these parts, New Westminster, a metal legend, and has recently been on a big extensive tour of North America. Now, we're running out of time, so I wanted to quickly get to Katrina May. Katrina May is another Australian expat who's living here in Vancouver, and she is the manager of the Australian Boot Company on 4th Avenue. And I highly recommend popping down and saying hello, because she's a bright and cheery person, and she sells a damn good product, the Blindstone Boots. You look around, a lot of people are wearing them these days, and they're a great, great solid boot from a great Australian-owned company. And Katrina is actually a musician, a singer, and she has got her own tribute night this Saturday related to Patsy Cline. So I'd like to see if I can patch her through, and she's going to tell us all about this night. Hello, Katrina.
Hello.
You're live on CITR here. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show.
How you doing, Matt?
Very good. Thanks, Katrina. It's always wonderful to pop into your shop on 4th Avenue and say hi, because you're always bright and cheery and you bring joy to my life and my feet.
Oh, that's lovely. That's because I love the boots, you know. They're awesome.
They are. And not only do you run this amazing shop, but you are a vocalist.
Absolutely.
Vocalist.
Yes.
Can you tell the listeners a little bit about your life prior to arriving at Vancouver and the singing that you did back home?
Well, basically, you know, just like any other struggling musician, I mean, you hit the road and you get gigs where you can and when you can. I had amazing opportunities with some TV back home, and, you know, in Melbourne Tonight and Good Morning Australia and Denise Drysdale, you know, where most of my fan base was probably over 70 years of age. But, you know, I loved them just as much. You know, it wasn't about having to get into the young people. My style of music, I've always loved the older style. So for me, those kind of audiences actually sat quite well with me.
Mm.
You know, had I have been around, for me, the 40s, 50s and 60s, if I could click my fingers and be in any era, I'd probably pick that for sure, which is no surprise why I think that, you know, I went down the whole wanting to celebrate the music of Patsy Cline. But basically, you know, in answer to your question, it was back home was the typical gigs, you know, 4 or 5 nights a week, and, you know, sort of in the car and on the road, and a bit of television. And that was pretty much my life, casinos and, you know, yeah. Weddings, parties, anything.
Yeah, yeah. And you relocated to Canada a few years ago.
Yeah, I come to Canada again to pursue music. I was, you know, I did the same thing in the UK, and just was a little cloudy for me. And that sounds funny since I live in Vancouver. But yeah, I kind of thought, I don't know, I was sitting in Manchester one day and Canada came into my mind. So I came here with my guitarist. I'd been with the same guitarist for 10 years, and we come here and you know, just trying to find our feet and figure out what we wanted to do and have our sort of jobs on the side of our music. And it can be sometimes tough in a new country. And I think that I just had a little bit more fight in me that I wanted to stick around, where the guitarist is, you know, was like, I'm bailing, you know. At that time, the opportunities that were coming along were few and far between. So he went back to Oz, and I was kind of, funny enough, stranded, as your show is called, you know, guitarless. And so I had to start again. It was almost like going back to when I was 18, 19, 20, and having to reform the band, find the right players for me. So I that's how I came about with the Aussie Boot Shop on 4th, and that was my day job, and really a gig that I also love, you know, taking care of that. But I did have to find, you know, the guitarist, the bass player, the drummer, and get it all happening again, which took a long time. And you know, I would be auditioning guitarists, you know, coming into the shop, they come into the Australian Boot Company, and I'm like, you know, okay, can you play this or can you play that? And, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, it wasn't working for me, or, I don't know, you have different dynamics with people. So, you know, thank you, but I'm trying to go down this way. Or eventually, I met the guitarist that I did, and not only was he a great guitarist, but, you know, it was also the fact that, you know, he had some really good players in mind to come on board with a project, because I wasn't sure at that point what I was going to work on. I said, you know what, I really want to bring the classics back to Vancouver, back to Forth, back to Vancouver in general. So that's kind of how it came about with the concept of not being a tribute show as such, as you're not going to see me in a brown wig trying to sound like or be Patsy Cline, but the fact that I just love the classics and such an icon that, you know, I want to just celebrate really good music and play it with really good musicians. So
it's really great. And this is a really good bookend to this show, because at the start of the show, I was playing a lot of 60s Australian rock and roll. And it's funny, with your comment, where you would be if you could go back in time, that myself would probably be the 60s rock and roll era. And it's great to bring this essence of other eras back, because people aren't necessarily aware, or they're just throwing a whole bunch of stuff at them all the time and forget.
Well, everybody that knows me knows I don't read newspapers, I don't watch TV, and I don't really find out about what's new, which is, that's a bad thing in a way, that I don't know who's new and what's out there. It's probably good for songwriting, because I'm not influenced by anybody, which is where I feel my song would be completely original, because I'm stuck in my little bubble, and I quite like that. And, you know, if people want to think that I'm some sort of modern-day Patsy Cline, well, I don't mind that. I don't mind writing, you know, new material that's in an older style, as if I was around in the 50s and 60s. That suits me fine. That's why I wanted to do this show. I'm really looking forward to getting back on stage for the first time in a very long time, and yeah, I can't wait for tomorrow. I really can't wait.
Well, we've unfortunately run out of time, so we'll quickly give people the details of that, and then maybe play a Patsy Cline track off YouTube on the way out.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, crazy, awesome. Crazy or Fall to Pieces.
Give me I Fall to Pieces, because Crazy's been done to death. I love it. It's great. Willie Nelson wrote that, by the way. Awesome song.
Okay.
But let's do I Fall to Pieces, because it was one of her biggest hits. Hopefully I'll see some of you guys down at Rowan's Roof, which is at 2340 West 4th in Vancouver, Kitsilano. John Walsh is on bass. Scott Cook is on guitar. Brian Soule on drums. Obviously me on vocals. Show's called Inclined. We would absolutely love to see you down there.
This is in Vancouver on Saturday night, Rowan's Roof.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 2340 West 4th. And, of course, the Australian Boot Company. You can always pop in and see Katrina.
And if you're listening and you mention Stranded, you get $30 off your boots.
That's
just remember that.
Thanks, Katrina. Thanks so much for chatting.
No worries, Matt.
So let's go out with the Patsy Cline number.
Love it.
I Fall to Pieces. Okay, good night, everyone. Bye, Katrina.
See ya.
Forget. someone who loved me too, the way you used to do. But each time I go out with someone new, you walk by and I fall to pieces. You walk by and I fall to pieces.
Right away. Today will soon